Okay, chatting now with the Grain Valley head coach, David Alley. And David, let's talk about your two KMZU Dream Team nominees. First of all, your offensive player, Jamar Golden. Talk about Jamar.
Jamar Golden is a great, fine, outstanding player for us, and actually is a program player, a kid that has built himself to where he is now, which is a 1,000-yard rusher for us. He came in as a freshman, wasn't the best athlete, wasn't the biggest, wasn't the strongest, and has really turned himself into, like I said, a varsity player. Last year got a lot of reps on the varsity field, but had some trouble hanging on the football. And so one of the things he dedicated him to in the offseason was to make sure he didn't fumble. And for all those yards he ran for us this year, that 1,200-plus yards he ran for us, he had zero fumbles. He did not turn the ball over once, which was incredible. One, coming off the year he had last year, but two, for any running back to not fumble, is so important for an offense. And so, between that stat right there and the stat that he never missed a day of workouts, he was always there working, one of those first guys in, last guys out, and the hardest worker in practice, he really turned himself into a great, not only player, but a leader for our team.
Well, and also talk about your defensive player, linebacker Seth Degenbring.
Speaking of leaders, Seth Degenbring has been a leader for the last, 3 years. 2 years he's been elected captain. This year he was our defensive player of the year. We're going to find out here in the banquet coming up that he's actually our team's representative for MVP, the player that best represents the Grain Valley Eagles and Napier Award, and he's much deserving of that award. He played on the defensive side, had over 100 tackles, had a pick, a couple of pass breakups. He also played on the offensive side, have rushing for over 400 yards, doing a great job blocking for Jamar and other running backs we had. I believe he scored around 7 touchdowns on the offensive side. So not only was he a great defensive player and a great offensive player, but what he brought even more to the table was his leadership skills. He put our defense in the right situation. He was the man who was making the calls for us out there. If we had to adjust to a formation and to a special play, he was the guy that made it happen. And so his leadership on the defensive side, his ability on both sides, and his leadership that in and out of the locker room were invaluable. He's going to be a kid that's going to be both kids, but Seth for sure is going to be hard to replace.
Well, and Seth, you play in a very tough suburban conference, and if I'm looking right at the all-conference team, he was the top vote getter in the conference at that linebacker position, first-team all-conference.
He was. The Kent State Suburban Blue obviously is no joke. A lot of good players and teams, and one of those teams that we played is actually playing for the state championship this year, Platte County. And so, we had some quality opponents, and to be chosen, by the conference coaches as the unanimous vote getter in the conference was a pretty special award for him. And yeah, he is much deserving of that.